Welcome, everybody.
Everyone.
To the Open Tab Podcast.
Podcast.
The Christmas special. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas. I am Brian.
And I'm Joe.
And this is Open Tab, where we start every episode with an open tab. Grab a drink.
Crack a beer.
Sit down.
And
stay well. Intro music.
Our famous waitress. Our famous.
What's up, Joe? What are you drinking tonight, baby?
Thanks for calling me that. I'm drinking a Platform Beer Company Hayes Jude. I started drinking this a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And this is fantastic.
Yes, that's I've had that. It's delicious. Mine is from New Belgium. It's called the Higher Plane IPA. It's also fantastic. It's a hazy Imperial IPA. Delicious, but it will give you man tits.
Damn it. I saw that article as well.
As if I didn't have enough already.
That's what I was thinking.
Wow, really? Or
about
just for you?
You.
Wow, shitay. Anyways, it is the happy holidays coming up. It's what, in 3 days, 4 days, something like that?
3 days.
It's
3 days.
3 days will be Christmas. So, you know, we decided to drop today our very first episode / special. So this is not like an official episode, but it is something fun we're doing. We're going to talk about movies, songs, memories, food. We're going to talk about how I rolled my ankle playing basketball in the snow.
Which is every time.
That's true.
Because he was guarding me.
Yeah, maybe. But we just want to do a little intro, a little seasoning on your salt. You know,
Let's start with something easy here. 3 days to Christmas. What is your go-to Christmas movie?
My go-to Christmas movie? Honestly, it would have to be. Okay, so are you a Seth Rogen fan at all?
No.
Really?
Yeah, he's, no.
No, okay. Well, The Night Before, I think, is really fucking awesome movie.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Yeah, so it's Seth Rogen.
Okay.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and then I can't remember this dude's name.
Animated movie?
No. The Night Before, it's...
So they actually acted. Okay.
Yeah. It's about these three dudes who always, every Christmas, they meet up and they celebrate Christmas together. They go out the night before Christmas, the night before, and they do drugs, they smoke weed, they... What?
But
there's always this elusive Christmas party that, like, they cannot get into because it's so exclusive.
But they finally
get, like, the invite. So they all get together. This is the last Christmas because Seth Rogen's character, I forget his name, is having a baby. So he's like, this is it. This is the last Christmas before I, you know, become a father. And I'm going to be pretty much done with doing this because they go out and drink, get fucked up and shit. So it's literally their night. They're trying to get to this elusive mystery party, but shit just keeps happening. And Seth Rogen gets too fucked up in it. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt is like trying to get them out. But then their friend, who's an NFL player, is like, no, I'm too famous, blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck it. Anyways, it's just about that night. And it's so funny. Now, the other two that I would say is Elf, classic. Right?
Of course.
Will Ferrell, phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Elf.
He's great. He's
yes.
Great.
So Elf is about a human who is stranded. He gets picked up by Santa, and he goes to the North Pole, finds out he's not really an elf, but he becomes a part of their community, and he's a human. So he's a human size compared to their elf little status, whatever. So then they finally ship him out and say, hey, you got to go find your dad, man. Get the fuck out of here. And so he's like, oh, I'm gone, huh? And then the whale says, good luck, hope you find your dad. well, fucking rub it in, dude. I don't know who my dad is. So he goes and fucking goes to New York City, finds his dad, and then, you know, that's the story about Elf. And then there's my other third movie.
What's that?
Harold and Kumar, the Christmas movie.
But I did love Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
So fantastic. If you love that, you'll love this one. So I honestly put the Christmas movie above both of those. And that one is about them trying to get a Christmas tree. That's about it. But it's fucking good.
They get a stone dish and they can't figure it out.
There is some stonage.
Oh, of course there is.
There's some stonage. Yes. And I fucking love it. One of my favorite holiday movies. I have to watch it every year, as well as like the two previous ones that I mentioned. But these are fantastic movies. Two of them are R-rated. So if there's younger audience, sorry, buddy. You can't watch it.
Afterwards, Kumar went and worked in the Obama administration.
Yes, I remember because I followed him on Twitter, and he was too cool for school. Cal Penn's a good dude.
He is. And then I saw in 2016 when Donald took over that he ended up on House, but whatever.
Yeah, so he lost his job. Which, shout out, though, Cal Penn, you're doing God's work, man. He actually tweeted me one time.
I remember that.
Do you remember this? Okay, remember well, that. For the listeners at home who don't know this story, who don't know that, I was watching a movie called, what the fuck was it called? I had to look this up, but it was a parody movie, kind of like Scary Movie, Scary Movie 2, Scary Movie 3, and it was like a parody movie, and I tweeted, why the fuck is Cal Penn in this movie? And he tweeted back, rent is due, playa. Rent was due, playa. I was like, hey, fair enough, man. You got to get enough. Your shit, you know?
I just figured he owned his shit by now. But,
exactly. Yeah. And then like a year later, he joined the Obama administration.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, pretty fun fact, man. Cal Penn, he's a good dude. Great actor. I like his movies.
Love him. So let me go ahead and jump in here. So I'm a little bit more on the traditional side of things here.
Oh, God.
You can't go wrong with the Christmas story. I'm sorry.
Is that the one where the guy gets shot in the eye?
He doesn't get shot in the eye, but he does, okay? I refuse to watch it any time before Christmas Day, at which point you have TBS, who will play that shit on a loop.
I was going to say.
24/7.
You can't miss it on Christmas Day.
It's fantastic. I will watch it repeatedly. It doesn't even matter when I pick it up.
Really?
It doesn't matter at all. I can watch it for 30 minutes, yeah. Start opening presents, forget that the shit's on in the background, start cooking breakfast, come back with a cup of coffee, pick up. It's like the third showing since I started watching it, and just go from there. The Christmas Story to me is still the best Christmas movie that there is. Now, this may be a little bit more controversial, but number two for me is The Santa Claus. Tim Allen?
Hey.
Yeah. Tim Allen. Okay, so 90s kid, right? Not really. I'm more of an 80s baby, but more of a 90s kid vibe a little bit. The Santa Claus is just fantastic. So you got Tim Allen, who's acting as Scott Calvin. Right,
divorced. You remember the name? All right,
I do. I just watched the shit because, unlike the Christmas Story, I will watch this shit multiple times during December. Scott Calvin is divorced. I can't remember the ex-wife's name. Doesn't matter. But him and his son Charlie are visiting on Christmas Eve, and he's a toolmaker by trade, more of a marketer, but whatever. And they end up going through this whole fantasy-fueled experience where Scott Calvin ends up being Santa Claus, and just phenomenal. I'm sure everybody's seen it by now. Came out in like 94. So everybody's seen it. Well, most of you have seen it.
Look, okay, I love that movie to death. I love that movie. But what did you think about the sequels?
So, I think it was Santa Claus 2, was terrible, right? I did not like it at all.
That was the one where he had to find a wife? Because the third one was Jack Frost.
So, the second one, he had to find a wife, And he also had to fight fake Santa.
Mm. Robot Santa. Yeah. I do remember that. Well, obviously the first one's like the best. You can't beat that one. No. The second one, I think, is better than the third. I think the third one sucked. The second one, I think, was good. Not great. Good.
It was better than the second one, I thought.
The third one?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
I really did.
Because the not the guy. What's his name?
Martin Short.
Martin Short, because of him? I think he did good.
I think he did. He held it up. I mean, he did okay. But, I don't know. There's just something about the fake Santa that I just could never buy into. Anyway.
I know. I liked it.
But. So, my third movie here, that's going to be kind of tough. Because I don't want to repeat what you've already said.
But you can, though. It's,
I feel like it's Elf.
Open tab, baby.
I feel like Elf is just such a great.
It's monumental, bro.
It is such a good movie. And I feel like it's one of the best jobs that Will Ferrell did. One of the last movies that he did.
Wow.
That was fantastic.
That's a hot take right there.
I don't give a shit. I can't remember of a whole lot of Will Ferrell movies after that I really gave a shit about.
Wow.
Name one.
Genuinely mad right now.
I don't care if you're mad. Name one.
Name one. Really? You want me to name one?
Okay, name one.
You really want me to name one?
Okay, name three.
Okay, you really want me to name three?
After Elf.
Anyways, we're going to talk about this.
So you can't. Exactly. Exactly, you can't.
No, I can. I just don't want to.
Oh,
exactly. But listen, so Elf, because we all have, I feel like, anybody who likes Christmas is going to love Elf, right?
Sure.
My cousin Andy hates Elf.
Our.
Don't get it. Our cousin Andy. He hates Elf. He won't watch it. He turned it on one time in his life, and he shut it off 30 minutes in. I said, motherfucker, you didn't even finish it. You got to at least watch the bitch to say that. He didn't. Anyways, but we're going to go back. Elf. Okay. Will Ferrell, I honestly think it's like the last Christmas movie that could be considered a classic.
Like the last modern
Christmas
classic
movie. Right. Movie. Like you got your Christmas Story, like you said.
Yep.
You,
that shit was made the Santa in the Claus 70s, is
classic.
90s.
I think Elf, what movie after that was a classic? Now listen, I said that my favorite is like The Night Before and Harold Kumar. Those are after Elf. But those are mine, right? Like, no one else is saying those movies. Everyone else is going to say Elf, right? Because that has to be, like, the last Christmas movie that I've heard is, like, a classic. You know what I'm saying?
Not animated.
Right. Like, what other movies after Elf is, like, can you put on for a family that is just a classic? There's not one.
I mean, there's a couple of them, right? Emilia Clarke did one last year, I think, after her whole Game of Thrones saying.
She did do a. I like that movie. I did like it. I love forget her. What it's called, like I The Last Holiday, fantastic. I think, or something like that. I do.
She'll always be my queen.
It's a good movie. I bought it and I liked it, but you don't look at that and it's like everyone jumps to the Elf. You know, like Elf or below, you know, like Elf or beyond is what everyone says, right? Like no one's saying Night Before. No one's saying The Last Holiday. No one's saying what other movie that I said, Harold Kumar. No one's saying that.
You're absolutely right.
It's Did Elf and then the back end. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What else is there?
There's really not. If you want to go into an animated movie, maybe there's the Polar Express. I'd need a fact checker from the Democratic Party to tell me whether or not I'm right or not. But I feel like that's probably close.
You're saying the Polar Express is what? A classic, right?
I feel like that's a pretty good one, yeah.
Okay,
like
Polar Express is 2004, okay?
Yeah, when is The Elf? We're going to find out here shortly. But I feel like that's pretty close.
2003, so you're right.
Yep.
But I've never heard anybody say, oh, Polar Express, my favorite movie.
But there's a difference.
Everyone
right?
says Elf.
What the fad?
Bad Santa?
Man. How did I forget that?
That's 2003, though. Jingle All the Way is 1996, but that's a good one.
Jingle All the Way is a good one. I watch that one.
Here's a more recent one, A Bad Mom's Christmas. Have you seen that one?
I have not seen
that one. I have it, and it's 2017.
Who's in that?
Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and then...
I love Mila.
Yes. I recommend that one. Well, it's actually pretty good.
Plymouth.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good, but you're not getting family saying, let's watch Bad Mom's Christmas. That's my point I'm trying to make, y'all. Last Christmas, same thing. You're not getting people that's saying, hey, let's go watch this. The Night Before was 2015. Same thing. You're not getting people to say, let's watch this on Christmas. You're getting people to say, hey, let's watch Elf. You're getting people to say Jingle All the Way. You're getting people to say, you know, like all these old movies. There's not a recent movie that's like a sit down with your family and watch. It's been a while since that's happened. I will say this, though. Do you know who Anna Kendrick is?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. She did make... So Disney Plus came out last year in like the December, and they released a movie called Noelle.
Ah, okay.
And that's her.
And so and
she becomes Santa at the end of it, but...
Oh, I didn't know that.
That one, thanks I could see that becoming a classic for kids that watched it first last year. Like, oh, let's watch Noelle this year. Let's watch Noelle next year. You know, like, I could see that becoming because it is...
become a tradition.
Because it was really good, and it's really wholesome and shit like that, and it's also progressive, like the woman becoming Santa Claus. Like, I think it's progressive in that aspect, so, like, of course, it's going to relate to people now. So I could see that. Now that I looked it up, I could see that becoming, like, a classic, but... But for me, Elf is the last one, man. This peanut butter whiskey's calling my name. So we posted on Instagram last week about, you know, we're talking about promos and shit. But we also took a shot of a whiskey called Old Smoky Tennessee. And they created a Tennessee whiskey, but it's peanut butter flavored. And I have to tell you guys... It is fantastic. I noticed that my sober level went down when I took a shot of this. So that it has to be delicious. Like, it's delicious and it has to work, right? It's working smoothly and it's just so good.
That is the key word there. I'm going to have to give it to you. Smooth.
We're like halfway through this bottle almost.
And we just cracked it.
Dude, it's so good.
So good.
Tennessee whiskey. Shout out Morgan Wallen.
Old Smoky.
And we cheers. We're going to cheers again right now. We're going to take a little shot break, but...
God dang!
Gosh dang. This shit's good. All right. Hey, thank you for pouring less.
Find us at _OpenTabPod, Instagram, Twitter, and probably something else. Happy holidays.
All right, Open Tab Podcast listeners, we are ready for the next portion of the Christmas Day special. And yeah. In this segment, we are going to talk about your top three Christmas songs or artists.
Okay. Yeah. So what is, Mariah Carey, she gets like this huge every year. Like, I think it's like after what? Halloween? I think
you're right.
I think it's after Halloween. She posts like this little skit. Like
November 1st.
Yeah. Like she posts a skit where she goes crazy with like, she loves Christmas. All I want for Christmas is you. That is my top song. I would say that's my top one. That, I mean, there's nothing better than that. But the number two, shit, the guy just died.
He is fantastic.
What's his name?
She.
Oh, what's it? You know, missing. Oh, fuck. I don't.
Ooh, what?
What's that song called?
What song?
I'm trying to think of it.
Sing the lyrics.
I can't think of it. You know. Okay, what's yours? Go on with yours.
Oh, okay. I wasn't ready for this. So, again, I'm more the traditionalist around here, but I would have to say that anything Johnny Mathis.
I got it.
Is fantastic. So, okay. Johnny Mathis, a jazz, R&B, gospel singer. Not really jazz. Let's just say gospel, R&B singer. This guy is just fantastic. And he has been able to sing for every Christmas that I had since I was a young child. This is a family favorite since I was opening presents in 1992. So anything Johnny Mathis, but particularly Winter Wonderland, is great. If you have never heard of him, I would extremely suggest that you listen to him. Then you have Mariah Carey. I'm on the same wavelength here. I hate it, but you're right. All I want for Christmas is you. Classic.
All I want, yeah. Dude, she killed it though.
Killed it. For the rest of her life, she will be raking in royalties because of what she did in like 1991. Anyway, fantastic. Love that song.
Yes. So I found out the second song of all time that I like, Christmas music. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you don't know the way. My third is Taylor Swift, Christmas Tree Farm. Have you heard that one? I've never. I'm about to play it for y'all.
Shopping traffic, but I close my eyes and I'm somewhere else, just like magic.
We're about to get deleted.
Listen, a lot of people don't like Taylor Swift, right?
She's all right. She's very talented.
That song, it's like the Noel special where it's the Noel special where it's like, this was made last year and it gives me the feeling of listening to Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart. That's what it gives me, that feeling where it's like, this is a Christmas song. This is what makes me nostalgic for Christmas, because the music, Last Christmas and All I Want for Christmas Is You, both, you know, that's what I listened to when I was younger. Now, Taylor Swift, she created this song, and it makes me fucking happy.
Relive it.
Exactly. And it's a new song. That's what's crazy. It's like, but it's a new song. But it feels nostalgic, and it feels like a legit Christmas song, and that's why I got to give it my third spot.
Okay, so my last one may be a little out of left field, but
I hate left field, man.
James Brown.
Nice.
From his album Funk and Eggnog. Love it. I have a little bit of eggnog left tonight.
I want some.
It's yours.
Thank you.
And this song is Santa Claus Go Straight
to Hell.
To the Ghetto.
Worse. No, I'm just kidding.
And so why is that something that makes me relive my childhood? Because it's fantastic and I lived in the ghetto. What are you talking about? Funk and eggnog. What else is there to say?
But listen, okay, I agree. That sounded like a good song, okay? But what in it had like Christmas sounds? I didn't hear any Christmas sounds in it.
I don't think it's about Christmas sounds.
So you're going off lyrics off that one?
Yes.
Which is absolutely fine. Which is fine.
Complete lyrics.
No, I'm not arguing with you.
And
I'm not going to do it.
We're not arguing. But it would be so much better if we did. So if we want to go like more like a traditional caroler, mm-hmm. right? Like Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Mel Torme is fantastic at all of that. Really? One of the best carolers I've ever heard. Yeah. Tony Bennett has a...
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett is fantastic.
Yeah.
He is one of my favorite artists of all time.
Wait, all time?
All time. Don't Damn. Give a shit. Any genre, any... For real. I'm not even kidding. I could listen to Tony Bennett for the next month and be completely entertained.
All right, guys. So, obviously, we said this before. This is not a... exact replica of what every episode is going to be every Monday when we release new episodes. But I will say this. Joe and I love music. 100%. So there's going to be a lot of discussion about music. And
yes.
we're going to give you new artists that you probably never heard of before. I'm going to give... Like, we're going, so listen in, because we're going to give you new artists all the time, new albums, new projects, whatever. So I think that's another good thing, another good reason for you to listen.
So if you're one of those people who decides to download an album because of a ad that artist did with Pepsi or Coca-Cola, love you. Thank you for tuning in. And. You will also be exposed to people that would love to be in an ad with Pepsi and Coca-Cola.
We want you guys to talk with us, DM us, quote us, tweet us, whatever it is. We want to hear your thoughts on everything we do, and we want to create a community. A community. What the fuck? Love you guys.
What the fuck?
But I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. This was fantastic. It was a lot of fun for us to record. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. This was a lot of fun.
Tremendous amount of joy had by all. Thank you.
Damn. You could be Santa, bro. Saint Dick. Yeah. No.
Damn.
Okay. All right,
get me out of here.
We thank
Go
you
to guys. Commercial.
All right, guys. We thank you so much for joining us. As always, every Monday we're dropping a new episode. Follow us on social media at _OpenTabPod. And let us know what you think. We'll respond. Love you guys. Merry Christmas.